Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. The Bush administration may be backing away from a plan to make big sport utility vehicles comply with fuel economy regulations. That's what the New York Times reports today. The administration is apparently worried the proposal could hurt the already troubled U.S. auto industry. Bob Moon joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. Bob, what would this proposal require of the auto industry?
Hi, Alex. As it stands now, the biggest sport utility vehicles and trucks, ones that weigh more than 8,500 pounds when they're loaded, are exempt from the fuel economy regulations. The plan that was first floated in December of 2003 would include those gas guzzlers, but U.S. automakers successfully lobbied against that move back then because they argued that it would cause them real financial hardship. Well, as you mentioned, the New York Times quotes auto industry and other officials as saying that with the domestic auto industry, if anything, even more troubled now, that's still a concern for the administration. The change that had been actively considered would affect vehicles that include Hummer H2s and Ford Excursions, for example. The rationale behind that exemption goes back to the time that fuel standards were created, back in the 1970s. At that time, most of us drove cars, and the really heavy vehicles were used mostly for commercial purposes. But the automakers have developed this very lucrative class of vehicles now marketed to the average car owner.
Okay, I imagine environmentalists are not going to be very happy if the administration abandons the standard.
Probably not. Today's report points out that will likely be the case. Not only environmental groups could object to this, but also those who would just like to see the U.S. more energy independent and wean us away from our thirst for foreign oil imports. This plan, by the way, also includes a reworking of the fuel economy requirements for light trucks. Right now, the system uses an average for a given automaker's entire annual light truck output. This new plan would create perhaps a half dozen classes that would be defined by length and width of a vehicle. The Sierra Club says that's an invitation to game the system. But U.S. automakers say they just want a level playing field with the foreign competitors who don't make the really heavy trucks and SUVs.
Does anyone say, you know, the high cost of gasoline should eventually solve this problem in and of itself? People will just stop buying high fuel use vehicles.
Good question, and it just might be the case. Rising prices haven't really made a considerable dent in consumption so far, but they do keep going up. In fact, just in the past week, the Energy Department reports the average price of a gallon of gas shot up by 18 cents. That's the biggest one-week jump since the Energy Department began collecting its data 15 years ago. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're taking a look at one American innovation that the French have just discovered, American-style suburbs.
Thank you, Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.